You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Two professors studying the presence and impact of two toxic chemicals found in and around Onondaga Lake say more testing needs to be done to determine the concentrations on Murphy's Island, where the county plans to extend a recreation trail. WAER Scott Willis reports, so far, research indicates a relatively low risk if the contaminants are beneath the surface.
The chemicals called PXE and PTE were first discovered almost accidentally in the 1990s. SUNY ESF chemistry professor John Hassett says they found the unidentified compounds had the same carbon backbone as DDT, but had never been produced commercially. Then a hypothesis hit them. Could it be a byproduct of Solvay process from the late 1800s?
Where they were coking coal and using it to get chemical byproducts. One of these was something called coal tar light oil. And in the processing and refining of that light oil, they catalyzed a reaction that formed these compounds.
But Hassett says they knew nothing of the chemical's toxicology. Enter Syracuse University biology and neuroscience professor Kate Lewis, who found exposing zebrafish eggs to the chemicals made them susceptible to seizures as adults. SU associate professor Jim Hewitt performed similar tests in utero on mice with comparable results into adulthood.
And everything was fine with them. They didn't show any signs of toxicity. But when we tested their response to a convulsive agent as a model to mimic the seizures associated with epilepsy, we found these animals were much more susceptible to convulsions.
Hewitt says neuroscientists are keenly interested in learning about exposure to compounds and the effects on disease susceptibility later in life, something that's hard to prove. So what might this all mean for extending the Loop the Lake Trail on Murphy's Island? Both professors say more testing is needed because levels of contamination are not entirely clear. Hassett at ESF says the chemicals can't be within reach.
If it's fairly light and it's not very close to the surface, then fencing it off and, you know, stay on the trail sorts of stuff might be okay. If you had stuff that was at or near the surface that could potentially vaporize or someone could get off the trail and get their shoes in it, then I think you would have a problem.
Hewitt agrees exposure and risk should be low if people stay on the trail, but his main concern lies with the fish.
Even though there is very low level detectable in the water, fish accumulate the toxin. And when you eat these big fish, they've accumulated often orders of magnitude, hundreds and thousands of times higher levels of contaminants are found in the tissue of fish than are found actually in the lake itself.
The State Department of Health and the county say women of childbearing age and children under 15 should not eat fish caught in Onondaga Lake. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.